Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The contamination of groundwater by toxic chemicals is garnering more attention nationally and here in the First State, driven by concern over the link such contamination has to a variety of cancers, thyroid disease, and other health issues. One of the places this issue has bubbled up is Dover Air Force Base, where a new analysis by the Union of Concerned Scientists found levels of toxic PFAS chemicals in groundwater were dramatically higher than federal health limits recommended this year. Just how bad is the problem? How did it happen? And what may be done about it are some of the questions contributor John Hurdle addresses in his latest piece, available now at DelawarePublic.org. And he joined me earlier this week to discuss what he learned. So just how serious is the contamination at Dover Air Force Base, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists?
Well, they've recently put out a study showing that the contamination of these so-called PFAS chemicals is actually 254,000 times higher than a proposal for a federal health limit that was made a few months ago. Now, that's a pretty eye-popping number, and we should say that it's based on a comparison that the Union of Concerned Scientists did between the previously published data from the Department of Defense. They did some testing back in the base back in 2016. So UCS compared those data with the health levels that are proposed by a federal agency that I guess many people may not have heard of. It's called the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry. And they produced a series of recommendations back in June that were actually 7 to 10 times stricter than the health advisory limits that are proposed by the EPA.
And so just to be clear, as you were saying before, this data is not necessarily new. It's numbers we already knew about?
Yeah, we did already know about the data. What we didn't know about was how it compared with these new federal health limits. And those limits, I should say, I mean, they're only in the form of recommendations at the moment, which is the same as the EPA. But campaigners on this issue are saying that the federal government and state authorities as well should be regulating these chemicals to the ATSDR standard, not to that proposed by the EPA.
And just to put a little context onto this, as a point of comparison, the National Guard Air Base in Newcastle on the Marine Corps Reserve Training Center in Wilmington were also included in this Union of Concerned Scientists analysis. How did they stack up?
Well, they were also significantly above this ATSDR level, not as dramatically as that of the Dover base, but in the case of the Newcastle base, the chemical, the two PFAS chemicals, that is specifically PFOA and PFOS, were found at around about 750 times the ATSDR limit. That's at the Newcastle base. And at the Marine Corps Reserve Training Center at Wilmington, the contamination there was 176 times greater than recommended.
So all this begs the question, how does this happen? Why is the contamination so serious at Dover Air Force Base and some of these other military installations?
Well, the answer is firefighting foam. The military has been using firefighting foam containing these chemicals for years and years, and it has washed down into waterways and contaminated some water systems within the bases themselves, and in some cases contaminated, found its way into public water systems and private water wells off base.
And this is certainly a legitimate cause for concern. As I noted in the intro to this segment, there are some serious health issues that can be caused by this type of contamination in groundwater, right?
Yes, there's a laundry list of very serious illnesses that have been linked to these chemicals. They include kidney cancer, testicular cancer, something called ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, elevated cholesterol, and a number of other issues. And that's why the chemicals are the subject of increasing concern, not only by environmental and public health campaigners, but also by officials in the state and federal governments.
So most people's first thought, John, may be, well, what is the government saying or doing about this, specifically the EPA, who we would expect would be the watchdog of something like this?
Well, indeed. The EPA referred my questions to the Defense Department, and a spokeswoman for the Dover base said that she was unable to answer my questions in the time that we had available. But what I will say is it's important to note here that the EPA, even though it's attracted a lot of criticism from campaigners on this issue for not stepping up and regulating the chemicals on a national basis, the EPA is paying attention, and earlier this year did what I think they referred to as a national listening tour of about half a dozen sites in various parts of the country that have a problem with contamination. And what they said shortly before that tour was that they will produce a management plan on the whole issue before the end of this year, and they are looking at whether to regulate those two chemicals, PFOA and PFOS.
But as you note in your piece, environmental groups are worried that the EPA, if it does act, isn't going to act quickly enough. So what are they saying, environmental groups, about what should be done?
Well, as I mentioned, they're saying that that the EPA should pass national standards. They should regulate the chemicals so that water system suppliers, water purveyors, are required to conform to strict limits. And specifically, in the campaigners' view, these limits should be those that have been proposed by the ATSDR. But on the speed of this whole process, what the campaigners are saying is that they're referring to the typically slow pace of federal regulation, so that even if the EPA decides that it does want to regulate some of these chemicals, it's likely going to be years before any of those regulations go on the books and become effective.
How about Delaware state officials? What's their response to this situation?
DENREC says that that these two chemicals are treated as hazardous substances. I've also had a conversation with the health department, and they're watching this, but what they say is that they're not the lead agency on the cleanup at Dover. But what they are saying is that they, like other state agencies, are urging the EPA to regulate the chemicals so that there is one national standard that everybody knows where they stand.
Are there any other states dealing with this that they could offer a model for what Delaware could do in the absence of any stronger federal response?
Well, probably the best example of this right now, recently, is New Jersey. For about the last 4 years, New Jersey's been working on regulating three of the chemicals, and one of them, called PFNA, New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is in the process. They adopted a final rule on a very strict level of that, much stricter than that being proposed by the EPA. And so that regulation is about to be implemented, and the officials in New Jersey are in the process of considering tough new limits on two other PFAS chemicals. And as a result of all this, New Jersey is seen as being a national leader on the issue. In Pennsylvania, just last month, Governor Wolf set up what he called an action team of state officials to study this issue and to recommend ways of managing it in the face of what he said was a failure of federal leadership.
Based on people you've talked to, John, how concerned should people be, both at Dover Air Force Base and the community surrounding about this contamination?
The Delaware Health Department tells me that there was just one private well off base that was found to be contaminated with chemicals above the EPA level. That's when when the testing was done in 2016, and that well has been cleaned up with the use of carbon filters, which is a standard way of dealing with these issues. And so they said that there's no reason for anybody to be alarmed, but there is a further round of testing which is due to take, and that is off base, which is due to take place later this year or early 2019.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. His piece on groundwater contamination at the Dover Air Force Base is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Next, healthcare insurers across the country are shifting away from paying providers for the number of doctor visits or tests performed. and towards paying for healthy patient outcomes. Delaware Public Media's Nick Foligno has more on how it's working in Delaware so far. Stay with us. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.